At a recent prison reform conference at Edgewood College in Madison, prison researcher Kevin Pranis laid out the financial incentive for managing offenders in the community instead of in prison.
Each person that you send from probation to prison, it's a difference between $2,000 a year and $28,000 a year. So you're talking 14 people on probation for everyone in prison. So what happens when you sentence someone to prison instead of probation? That's 14 people's worth of probation you suddenly can't afford.
The math sounds pretty basic, but over the past 10 years, judges, parole, and prison officials have increasingly been sending people to prison instead of looking for cheaper community-based programs to keep them out of trouble and help them kick the alcohol and drug habits that for most is the reason they've been committing crimes. Kitty Murphy McNally of Milwaukee's Benedict Center says probation agents have to return to the model used in the 70s.
What was going on back then was you failed. If you were a probation agent and your client went back to prison, you failed. You had failed to stop what was going on. You came after the fact. And it's all after the fact now, and we're not safer. But our neighbors don't all know that.
McNally says support groups like hers that work with ex-offenders have to start working more closely with judges to advocate for community-based sentences. She says right now the only advocate an offender has is his defense lawyer.
The thing that I really think that we need to move towards is sentencing advocacy, where an individual is part of the team. And right now it's the defense team, which puts them at the front end. When somebody's in trouble, it probably needs to be even more at the front end than that, back at the community, where you start looking at who's at risk, what works for them, what do they need, and what can we do to revitalize the community and help these individuals really thrive in their own neighborhoods.
There's also a role for ex-offenders to play. Tamara Oman, who's been in and out of prison several times, works with the group Voices Beyond Bars. She says it's important for former offenders to start working with inmates from the day they first enter prison, to start building a bridge back to the community at the end of their sentence. Her group has begun doing that at the Fox Lake Prison, where she says former inmates tell those coming in what they need to do to make sure they don't come back to prison after they get out.
They come meet with us. I mean, we come to a presentation every other Friday, but it's not some cute little, oh, you know, it's going to be okay, Bobby, or you have a responsibility. It's like, hey, you can't wait for them to fix your life, because most people had a job and a place to live before they went to prison. What's missing is the support, the advocacy, but the accountability. So, and you can't hear it better from anybody but who's done it. You can't tell me it's not true, that it's not possible. You can't tell me that. You can't tell the whole group of mine that we can't make it, because we have. So that's a piece that nobody else can bring to the table that we can.
Oman says groups like hers are an essential part of reducing the number of people going back to prison. She'd like to see more cooperation between ex-offenders and the other players in the reentry process, judges, district attorneys, and community organizations. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.